Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Monday, May 9th, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Topping the news, Vietnam has announced a religious freedoms accord with the United States. The government also made a good faith effort by releasing religious prisoners and allowing closed churches to reopen. However, Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra reminds us of a new restrictive religion law that went into effect just 6 months ago.
The new ordinance was used to prohibit unregistered church services in private halls. And then we see only last week that this private prayer service in a house church was disrupted by the police. That's why we're very skeptical of what they're seeing right now.
Next, heavy flooding hit northwest Romania, making 3,700 homeless. Called the worst flooding in 3.5 decades, the waters destroyed many of the bridges and dikes, making many roads unusable. World Vision is concentrating an emergency relief effort on 2 villages in the worst hit of the 7 impacted counties. Teams are also making plans to reconstruct houses and schools lost to the waters. It's a cup of cold water in Jesus' name to those who've lost everything in the flooding. And Christian World Outreach's Greg Yoder says a lot can happen in a year. The dream of a vocational training center in Burkina Faso is fast becoming a reality. CWO just broke ground on the project a year after 2 tribal chiefs donated 10 acres of property for both the center and an orphanage. Yoder says the complex could take a while to build. Right now, they're raising the money and looking for some short-term teams willing to donate some muscle.
Pray that God will lead us to the right people to be the teachers and leaders. We minister to the whole person and help with their physical needs and then share the gospel with them as well.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Chuck Swindoll's free book, The Triumph of the Cross, a gift from Transworld Radio, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a great witnessing tool, helping seekers understand why God's Son went to the cross. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.